Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:41 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 54 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. It's always a party when Lori Helms from Rock Hill PRT comes in the studio. She helps to fill out our social calendar for the next week and beyond. And good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning.
Morning.
We try to fill it up. That's what we're all about.
Do
we always
job.
Say you can never be bored and live here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ashley says that often. She says, if you are bored, it's because of you, right? you yourself didn't do something you needed to be doing.
That's right. Looking out for what's available.
That's right.
So we're going to get started with summer camps. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
we're already
it's
here.
Time. I know. We've just posted our first one, so there are more to come. But the first one we have information out there for you guys on is the Fun in the Sun Camp. This is Emmett Scott. It is a camp that we have had for many years. What's special about this is it's a full summer program. Mm-hmm. So for parents that are needing something to keep their child active and busy and engaged and learning every day of the summer. So it's a 9-week program. It begins June 5th. The cost for the summer is just $675. So very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Ages 8 to 11, we're going to do arts and crafts, some swimming, sports activities. I believe they usually have some field trips too. So that's those are always fun days. And then we will have many other camps. We just don't – I don't have the details yet to put out there. But sports, nature, arts, we do all of that. And website cityofrockhill.com/PRT camps. And really anything we're talking about here, our social media channels, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, that's Rock Hill PRT. Because, you know, we just post it at when registration starts. We put it out there. You guys go and do your thing. You're registered. And then you don't have to sweat it, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the Fun in the Sun camp is great, especially for those kids that have both parents are working or caregivers are working all the time and you can't sometimes.
Right.
You know, as an adult, adulting, we don't get summer break off.
Sure, don't.
The fact that kids get to do this, and their field trips are the greatest because they usually wear the same color shirts.
Yeah.
So I've been at Kierwin's before, and I've seen them from the distance,
groups.
And it's a lot of fun. So kudos to you all at Rock Hill PRT for putting that on.
Great. Takes a team.
That's right.
A great team.
And Miracle Park, it looks like it has a lot going on.
Yeah, of course, there are always things going on there. So try to keep you guys up to date on the latest and greatest today, if you have an opportunity today, from 4 to 6. I think the weather's clearing up a bit. This is another Let's Go Fly a Kite Day. So all you have to do is bring a kite and go out and just enjoy. So keep that in mind. Then Benji Ball, this is something that we introduced or kind of previewed a few weeks back. This is basically baseball, but it's sort of adapted, geared to those with disabilities, but you wouldn't have to have a disability necessarily. Maybe you're just learning to play baseball. It has a plastic bat that's kind of more like a paddle, and then the ball has sides and edges, almost like rolling a die. And so when someone hits the ball, it doesn't roll very far, which is good if you've got folks that are new to the game playing, and it sort of says what you're going to do, if it's a base hit or it's a home run or whatever.
That's cool.
But Benji Ball, because it was popular when we introduced it, we are offering that on Wednesdays, April 12th through May 3rd in the evening, 6 to 7:30, and it's for ages 5 and up, so really, you know, pretty much any age. You do have to register for that, and we have a few spots remaining, and we need some volunteers for that, so you might be interested in Benji Ball. And then Battle of the Carolinas at Miracle Park, we had one of these, I believe it was last season. Mm-hmm. So this is Charlotte has a Miracle League team as well. So let's see. We go to Charlotte and play on April 21st. That's our local Miracle League team. And then May 5th is the big one when the game is here that evening. So the two teams will play each other. So That's always fun.
Oh, my gosh.
So fun. Yeah.
Miracle League at Miracle Park is one of the greatest programs that we have in the city. And that's saying a lot because we have so many fantastic programs. But it's a lot of fun over there.
Well, and that is one where so many volunteers are needed because they are paired. I think you guys both volunteer with your families. It's kind of a one-on-one with the players. So it takes a lot of people. So it's really a community event.
We're speaking with Lori Helm. She's with Rock Hill PRT. We've got our lifelong learning in Rock Hill, at Rock Hill, still underway?
Yeah, that's right. Second semester classes begin April 11th.
Okay.
And we do have some seats available, not a lot, so hurry and register for those if you're interested, but I did want to give that a shout out. And then we have so many things for adults to do. Just, again, go to the website if you haven't checked that out. One thing we've just started registration for, and I love this. So To Kill a Mockingbird is coming up in Charlotte at the Belk Theater. But gosh, you have to drive there and you have to park and all this stuff. So August 2nd, if you want to go as a group, we're providing transportation and your ticket for, I believe it's $70. But you would leave here at 4:30 in the afternoon. Take a bus up and have some time to small groups or whatever. Go get some dinner in the area. Then check out the show. It begins at 7:30. So that's great.
Yeah, let someone else do the driving.
That's right. That's worth it. Can anybody go to this?
Yes.
Can you sign up?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
I like it.
Ashley's
anybody
got her social calendar already out.
I may or may not be signed up for it. Nah. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're going to wrap up real quick with the BMX Carolina Nationals. And we're going to have, I know someone come on tomorrow, David Linder, right?
That's right. Okay. You'll hear more about that. But it is this weekend, Friday through Sunday. I believe it's our ninth year hosting this. Parking is $5 or $10, depending on where you park. Amateurs through pros. Some international folks will be here. And just a big busy weekend at the track.
Perfect. And don't forget about the Great Easter Egg Classic. I think we've mentioned that once or twice on this show.
A few times. City of Rock Hill is really happy to be a partner and offer Cherry Park for that.
That's great.
We cannot say thank you enough to all the help that the city provides us for the Great Easter Egg Classic, so many other of the events here at OTS Media. It's a good partnership, so we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Lori Helms again is with Rock Hill PRT.